Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Stuffy Stewart. Batting second. The left fielder, Max Carey. Batting third. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Carson Bigby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pye Trainer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ray Rower. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Gooch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Babe Adams. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Babe Adams. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jack Smith. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Vernier. Batting third. The third baseman, Milt Stock. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Austin McHenry. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Spex Topperser. Batting eighth. The catcher, Eddie Ansmith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jesse Haynes. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Jesse Haynes. And now, play ball. Stuffy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Ansmith juggles the ball. That's an error on Ansmith. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Carey reaches second base with a double. Stewart moves to third. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stewart scores. Carey moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Pirates. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stock fields it and throws to home to get Carey. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a fly ball into center field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Rower settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Vernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stock moves to second. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a line drive towards short. Moranville reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ray Rower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rower hits a fly ball towards left. McHenry settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on McHenry. Rower moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm bunts towards first. Vernier scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grimm for the out. Rower moves to third. One out. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fernier scoops it up and throws to first, with Hornsby covering, for the out. Rower scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Pirates. Babe Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. McHenry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry is called out on strikes. One out. Spex Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rower throws the ball into Moranville, who tags Topperser trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Eddie Ansmith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ansmith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jesse Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ansmith moves to third. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gooch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Stuffy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart bunts towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jack Fernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernier is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart misplays the ball. That's an error on Stewart. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stock hits a fly ball into right field. Rower settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hornsby hits a fly ball into center field. Big B settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-1 in the game. Heathcote hits a fly ball into left field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Carson Big B is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Big B is 0-for-1 in the game. Big B hits a ball on the ground towards short. Topperser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-1 in the game. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Topperser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Rower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rower is 0-for-1 in the game. Rower hits a fly ball into center field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry is 0 for 1 in the game. McHenry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carey. McHenry reaches second base with a double. Spex Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Topperser hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gooch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Ansmith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ansmith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ansmith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gooch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 0 in the game. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gooch hits a pop-up towards third. Stock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grimm moves to second. Two outs. Stuffy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. McHenry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Rower settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Fernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernier is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Miltstock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby is 0 for 2 in the game. Bigby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Topperser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 2 in the game. Heathcote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carey throws the ball into Moranville, who tags Heathcote trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McHenry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 2 in the game. Trainer hits a fly ball into center field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Rower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rower is 0 for 2 in the game. Rower hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. McHenry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gooch hits a fly ball into left field. McHenry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Spex Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Topperser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Ansmith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ansmith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ansmith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jesse Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Babe Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fournier scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. One out. Stuffy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 3 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Topperser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Carey hits a line drive into center field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Fournier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fournier is 0 for 3 in the game. Fournier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carey. Fournier reaches second base with a double. Smith goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Pirates. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stock bunts towards the mound. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Fournier moves to third. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hornsby hits a fly ball into center field. Big B settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fournier tags and scores. Two outs. It's Pirates, 2, Cardinals, 2. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heathcote hits a fly ball into left field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carson Big B is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Big B is 0-for-3 in the game. Big B hits a fly ball into center field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-3 in the game. Trainer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Rower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rower is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rower hits a fly ball into left field. McHenry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McHenry strikes out. Gooch drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McHenry out. One out. Spex Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Topperser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Ansmith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ansmith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ansmith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Topperser moves to third. Jesse Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. Ansmith moves to second. Two outs. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Topperser scores. Ansmith moves to third. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 3, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.